This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue our study of the very intriguing question, why doesn't everybody love the Lord Jesus Christ? We have only to read the words of the Lord Jesus Christ to know that it is the case that fewer love Him than do not. For in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, Jesus said, "Enter ye in at the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many are they that enter in thereby. But narrow is the gate, and straitened the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Notice plainly, many will be lost, but few will be saved. And in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 3, the prophet, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, made clear that when the Lord came into the world, many would despise and reject Him. We have only to look about us in our world today to see that such is the case. Many do despise and reject Him. Even many religious people do so, for they are not following and honoring the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, but they are following nothing more than a human creed. If I were today to invent a message, invent a religion, invent a church, invent a name for that church, invent a plan of salvation, a way of worship, of what value would it be? It would be as of much value as those religions invented by other men, absolutely nothing. The only body of doctrine which is worth anything to the salvation of the souls of men is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not merely a religious message, but the religious message of the Lord Jesus Christ. But one reason why men do not love the Lord Jesus Christ, in addition to what we've already talked about, ignorance and lust, is indifference. To what are men indifferent in this connection? What am I saying when I say that men do not love the Lord because of indifference? Well, I suggest to you, first of all, that many people are indifferent to the emptying of Christ. And by that I refer to the words of the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 5, where he said, "Have this mind in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who existing in the form of God, counted not the being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself." Now, Paul had reference there to the emptying that was involved in the Word about whom we read in John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14, that Word that became flesh. He has reference to his emptying himself of the situation of being strictly and only spirit to becoming human as well, coming into this low ground of sin and sorrow to seek and to save the lost, to give his life as a ransom for many, to suffer the humiliation of the trial and the suffering of the cross, that we, through His shed blood, offered later in heaven, might have hope of life everlasting. But there are many people who can learn of the emptying of Christ for them, for their sins, and it means nothing to them. They are indifferent to it. They simply do not react with any emotion, with any love in return to the Lord Jesus Christ. There are those who are indifferent to the love of Christ. In John chapter 10, the Lord Jesus Christ made clear the reason why He laid down His life, why He died. There are those who say, well, He was just an itinerant Jewish carpenter who was caught in some kind of crime and then had to pay the debt. But I want to read to you now from John chapter 10, verses 17 and 18. "Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father." Friends, you ought not to be indifferent to the love which Jesus had for you in the laying down of His life, that you, through His death and suffering, might be saved. But our time is gone for today. I hope these thoughts have been stimulating to you to want to study your Bible and, above all, to love and obey it and to come to love the Lord and to do as He would have you to do. Until next time, may the good Lord bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.